off the ball.
Rugby.
When you've got a referee who clearly can't see everything, and my goodness, it was I having to resist seeing they're offside.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football Daily on Off the Ball. Brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program. Proudly supported by Toyota.
Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we'll look ahead to the opening night of the Champions League phase with Arsenal and Tottenham both in action. We'll hear from former set-piece coach and current Brentford boss Keith Andrews on how his side can get the most out of attacking set plays and what former Manchester United attacking midfielder has been on the move. But first, Arsenal will be the first Premier League club in action in this season's Champions League proper. The Gunners will be without Bukayo Saka, Martin Odegaard and Ben White for their game away to Athletic Bilbao. Havertz and Gabriel Jesus are also out after recent surgeries. Captain Odegaard came off in the first half of Saturday's win against Nottingham Forest after he appeared to aggravate a shoulder injury he suffered against Leeds last month. Mikel Arteta is back on familiar ground, having grown up in San Sebastian, not too far from Bilbao. Bilbao have former Barcelona manager Ernesto Valverde in charge. They finished fourth in La Liga last season and reached the semi-finals of the Europa League when they were beaten by Manchester United. The big thing for the club this summer was to hold on to their star player Nico Williams, who signed a new contract. Both teams have won three of their first four games in their respective leagues this season, but Athletic lost to Alaves on Saturday. Arsenal, who got to the semi-finals last season, are yet to win the Champions League, but Arteta says they go into any competition with the intention of winning.
That's the aim in the beginning, but we all know that it's going to be a really long journey. The margins in this competition are super small, and you have to be at your very best from day one to give yourself the best possible chance.
Martin Zubimendi, like Arteta, is from San Sebastian and arrived at the club from Real Sociedad in the summer. Scored two goals in that win over Nottingham Forest on Saturday. And Arsenal goalkeeper David Raya believes his fellow Spain international can be instrumental in their Champions League campaign.
He knows how to play for the team. He doesn't play for himself. And his positioning defensively and attacking is incredible. So it's a pleasure to have him.
Arteta says he doesn't feel under any extra pressure to produce a trophy despite winning just one piece of silverware in charge of Arsenal.
With our long history, how difficult it is because we haven't won it yet. And that's the opportunity. That's how I see it. Not the pressure, it's the opportunity that thrives. That energy, that willingness to be better every single day, to make decisions that are in that direction.
That game at the San Mamés gets underway at 5:45. At the same time, PSV Eindhoven are at home to Belgian side Union Saint-Gilloise. Meanwhile, Jude Bellingham's back in the Real Madrid squad for their home game against Marseille. The England international hasn't played since July after having surgery on a shoulder injury. He returned to training last week and has been included for tonight's match at the Bernabeu. Real won 2-1 away to Real Sociedad at the weekend thanks to goals from Kylian Mbappe and Arda Güler. Marseille's start of the season has been a bit iffy. There was a falling out between Jonathan Rowe and Adrian Rabiot, who have both since moved to Italy. Roberto De Zerbi's side won 4-0 against Lorient at the weekend. Former Manchester United players Mason Greenwood and Angel Gomez scored in that game. Juventus, coming off their 4-3 win over Inter in Turin, are at home to Borussia Dortmund in a repeat of the 1997 final, which Dortmund won with a team that included Paul Lambert. Juve have won all three Serie A matches this season to keep pace with champions Napoli. Dortmund have two wins and a draw from their opening three games in the Bundesliga. Shelburne's Champions League conquerors Carabag make the trip to Portugal to face Benfica. Benfica drew 1-1 at home to Santa Clara, the team Shamrock Rovers beat to qualify for the Conference League. Tottenham are back in the competition for the first time since the 2022-23 season. Spurs take on Villarreal at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Dominic Solanke will miss out due to injury. James Maddison and Dejan Kulusevski are long-term absentees. Matthias Tell hasn't been included in their Champions League squad, so Richarlison or new signing Randall Colomwani could lead the line. The France international joined Spurs on loan from holders PSG, but he didn't feature in their 3-0 win over West Ham on Saturday. But Thomas Frank has confirmed the France international will feature tonight.
He's ready. How many minutes? You know, it's, they can always play more minutes than we think. And of course, if we need him to play, he could play 90 minutes. But can he play at the intensity and the level we want? But he's ready and he's involved tomorrow.
Frank also says being able to adapt tactically is key to his philosophy.
I'm a big believer that we can get the right details across in the right amount, because I don't believe being out there 2 hours or have 1 hour meeting So it's how can we do that balance to give them some good guidelines, and then they're top players.
Villarreal manager Marcelino is convinced that midfielder Thomas Partey is mentally prepared to face Spurs. In July, Partey was charged with 5 counts of rape and 1 count of sexual assault against 3 women between 2021 and 2022. He denies all the charges. The former Arsenal midfielder joined Villarreal in August after his contract expired with the Gunners. All those games there I mentioned kick off at 8 o'clock. On Thursday, Newcastle take on Barcelona in their opening Champions League clash of the season. And on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, former Ireland and Bournemouth midfielder Harry Arter joined Colin Buhig and Keith Tracy on the show, and he reflected on his time working under the current Newcastle boss Eddie Howe at Bournemouth.
Favourite manager?
I'd say Eddie Howe. I know Keith, you what just you said thinking? it's not one that you particularly were fond of, but for me, he was incredible. I'm sure, Keith, there's elements to Eddie that you'd appreciate, that you could see that he was strong in. And I totally get where Keith would come from, where there was areas that he wasn't strong in and in dealing with players. And I think he would have had to improve that when he went to Newcastle. That was one area that when he did leave Bournemouth, I felt like he would have to improve on. So I can totally see where Keith come from in his early days.
And I wouldn't be surprised. Like, the fact that my next question to you was, are you surprised that Eddie Howe and Jason Tindall have gone on to do so well at Newcastle? And to be honest, I'm not surprised. Although I had my problems with Eddie, I'm not surprised he's gone on to do what he's doing.
No, I'm not. I'm not, because his attention to detail was incredible. His development in and his actual passion for developing players was something else. You know, he took me from, you know, non-league and made me a competitive Premier League player. I wouldn't say he made me into like a very good established Premier League player, because I wasn't, but he made me to be able to compete at that level, which, you know, looking back when coming through at non-league, I was a million miles away from that. So he just had areas where he would take things really personally with players that I feel like he'd have to improve on. And I think at Newcastle, there's so many different, there'd be so many different characters, where at Bournemouth, he just had, you know, really honest players that kind of had everything to thank for. Was down to Eddie. Where we was because Eddie got us there. You know, he was going into a different challenge with Newcastle. Players weren't necessarily at that level because of Eddie. And that brings a different challenge, that brings a different sort of way of being able to deal with these players. And looking from afar, I think he would have developed that skill.
If you want to hear more conversations like that, you can tune into Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app or live on YouTube. And if you want all of our football coverage on demand, remember you can sign up on offtheball.com/join. Brentford boss Keith Andrews says long throw-ins could prove to be an effective weapon for his side. They scored from one late on to rescue a 2-2 draw at home to Chelsea in the Premier League. And tonight, Brentford host Aston Villa for a place in the 4th round of the EFL Cup. Andrews worked on long throws during his time as a set-piece coach.
Nothing's really changed for us. We've always treated that part of the game as something we can use to hurt the opposition, cause a little bit of chaos. And I certainly did on Saturday.
Crystal Palace boss Oliver Glasner has his eye on more silverware. The FA Cup holders play London rivals Millwall in their 3rd-round clash tonight. The Austrian coach delivered their first major trophy to Selhurst Park last season, and Glasner sees another opportunity for them to enjoy a cup run.
Always, every single game is a game to win. Every single game is a game to show our way of playing. Every single game is now a chance to get into the rhythm.
The other tie tonight in the 3rd round sees 2 teams that caused shocks in the 2nd round go head-to-head. Sheffield Wednesday are at home to Grimsby. Wednesday got past local rivals Leeds. Grimsby stunned Manchester United. That game gets underway at 8:15. The other 2 start at 8. Football Daily on Off the Ball is brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister programme, proudly sponsored by Toyota. There's action in the SSC Artricity Women's Premier Division tonight. Cup finalists Bohemians are away to Wexford, who are 4 points off 3rd place Galway with a game in hand. Bows could move above Shamrock Rovers into 6th place if they win at Ferry Carrick Park, where kickoff is 7:30. Juan Mata is set to spend his second season in a row in Australia after signing for Melbourne Victory. The former Manchester United and Chelsea midfielder played in the A-League for Western Sydney Wanderers last season and made 23 appearances. The 2010 World Cup winner and 2012 European Championship winner with Spain has also played for Galatasaray and Vissel Kobe in Japan since he left United in the summer of 2022. Former Barcelona defender Samuel Umtiti, a World Cup winner with France, has retired from football at the age of 31. Umtiti was most recently contracted with Lille but made just 13 appearances across two seasons due to a number of injuries. He had chronic cartilage damage in his knee. The central defender made 31 appearances for France and was alongside Rafa Varane for their World Cup win in 2018. He scored the only goal in their 1-0 semi-final win over Belgium and played in six matches across the tournament. Umtiti made 133 appearances over a 7-year spell with Barcelona, where he won seven major trophies, including two La Liga titles in back-to-back seasons. And the Norwegian Football Federation has said profits from Norway's World Cup qualifier against Israel in October will go to Doctors Without Borders, an organisation providing humanitarian relief in Gaza. The NFF announced on Monday its collaboration with the independent organisation, which has provided emergency medical care in over 70 countries affected by wars, natural disasters and epidemics. Israel's military invaded Gaza after the Hamas attacks in October 2023. More than 60,000 people have died in the region, according to the local health ministry. The NFF said the raised money would be earmarked for the organisation's emergency relief work on the ground in Gaza. Norway are due to play Israel in Oslo on the 11th of October. That's about all we have time for today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan and I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Football Daily on Off the Ball. Brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister programme. Proudly supported by Toyota.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.